Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today, this frosty, frosty Tuesday morning for those of you who are in the Northeast or somewhere along the Northeast Corridor. Good morning. Well, I hope things are working out for you, regardless of where you are, anywhere around the world. Good morning to some, good evening to some, and good afternoon to others. And welcome to the show today. Our topic for today, marketing strategies simplified. Now, for those of you who have been listening in to this show for some time, I mean, you go back, you know, we could say we go way back. So going back a year, 2 years, 3 years, this show has adapted and changed over the years. And you may wonder, you may say, well, why is Coach LaLisa talking so much about marketing? Well, guess what? Marketing is a big issue. It's a big problem for so many entrepreneurs. So I've been working around entrepreneurs for a little while, say some a few years now. And one of the issues that continues to come up over and over and over is this issue of marketing. And then again, like I shared in the broadcast on yesterday, how when I was doing my network marketing company, the network marketing companies that I was involved in, and actually I'm still involved in, quite frankly, there's a one network marketing company that my husband and I are both involved in. But I had not been that motivated to really work in that company because I didn't know then what I know now, just even a year ago. But I had been noticing over and over and over, I had these issues like I shared on Thursday. Not Thursday, but when I shared on Dr. Martin Luther King's celebrated birthday, which was the 19th when I shared with a group of individuals at a conference, at an entrepreneurial conference, and I shared on the topic of marketing. As a matter of fact, the very topic that I shared there is the very topic that I'm sharing with you today. Marketing strategies. Simplify. You know, I'm all about this whole simplification thing. You know, make it so simple that people will literally stumble over it. Now, some of the secrets and the strategies that I'm sharing, well, I'm sure the marketing strategists would pretty much probably gun me down if they could find me. But, you know, we're hidden behind this virtual microphone in this virtual studio. So I shouldn't have to worry about that. But, yes, because I'm giving away secrets that have been kept. You ever kept a secret? I mean, imagine if you could find the solutions that you're looking for to solve your marketing problems, your sales problems, your customer building problems. What if you could find enough customers to sustain the profits that you're looking for in your business? I mean, just imagine what your business would look like. Imagine what your day would look like if you didn't have to worry about selling. Now, yesterday I talked about how that was one of the three things that I said that was a startling secret, remember? Yesterday I gave out that startling secret, and I said that it was to don't sell. That's right, don't sell. But tonight, on the webinar that I'll be doing tonight, I'm going to show you what you can do. So, yeah, you don't want to sell. So you're saying to yourself, well, Coach Teresa, what do I do? What do we do? And how do we do it? So that's what makes things simple. You know, I figured that out. What makes things simple in life? A lot of times, what can make something so simple, I mean, the difference, just imagine being able to get something done, is when we have some simple steps to doing it. You know, some things are so difficult in life, not just for the sheer sense that they're difficult. It's because we just sheerly don't know how to do it. So good morning, and welcome to our show today. We are here to uncover the mask, and I know that this is a topic that people are interested in. Since I've been talking about these things, marketing, sales, how to get more clients into your funnel, how to get more potential customers into your sales path, since I've been talking about these, I've had quite a few downloads. That means people who have seen the title out there on Facebook or Twitter or other social media networks. And by the way, please do share this information with others that you think would benefit from it. It could be your coworkers. But I've seen more and more people going back and even downloading the archives. That's right. So marketing, so we're talking about marketing. How do you market your products and services? Let's just say you have a fitness program, or maybe you have a baking business. You bake cupcakes, you bake cake. Maybe you have a business where you, like I met this group of people, they're the Pampered Chef. So they actually sell utensils and tools and things that a person who's a baker or a chef would need, or someone who just enjoys and loves cooking. So maybe you sell art. Maybe you have your own gas station. Well, you know, pretty much people, all you got to do is have the lowest price for that, right? That's marketing strategy. It's real simple. If you sell gas, it's location and price, because people have to have gas. You know, it's not a luxury so much. Unless, you, of course, you don't have a car, then, of course, you wouldn't be a customer. So marketing, I love marketing. And there was a time back in somewhere around 98, I was going to study marketing in my MBA program, but I chose human resources instead. Now, you know, hindsight, of course, is always 20/20 vision. However, things happen for a reason, because the job that I have, which I love my job, I absolutely love it, that job requires more human resources experience than it does marketing. Yes, while marketing can help you in any business, but marketing also has a specific role in our society. And so, but you can market, sure, you can market a lot of different things, from your personality. You can market yourself getting a job. You can market yourself as you're, you know, trying to get into a relationship. So there's many types of way that you can utilize the skills that's needed for great marketing. So let me give you my three simple marketing strategies that I had to learn the hard way. And when I say I had to learn something the hard way, what I mean is that I had to make a lot of mistakes. It took me a long time, over 10 years. I had to invest a lot of money that I lost. I had very horrible return on investment. Okay? So when I say the hard way, you are clear to what Coach Lalisa is talking about. I had to learn these things the hard way, many years trying it, trying different things, things not working out, struggling, week after week, trying new things, putting the time and effort into them, but they just did not pan out. At the end of the day, I had no more customers than I had had before. At the end of the day, I had no more sales revenue than I had had the week before or the month before. And this went on year after year. And so eventually, guess what happened? You can imagine, right? Just imagine what you would do. What I did, I just got fed up, and then I was ready to give up. I was just ready to give up. I said, forget it. It's not worth it. You know, who needs this? Who needs it? And then I discovered the secret, so to speak. Not the secret, but I discovered another secret. So imagine if you could get the customers that you really wanted. Imagine if the ideas that you had, that they would really work in terms of more customers. And I'm not talking, and I'm talking about the customers that you want. I'm talking about, let's keep it real right here, okay? After all, this is the Coach Lalisa Show. We keep it real. I'm talking about paid customers. You know, I went for months on months. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a hobby. Nothing wrong with volunteering your time, that that's what you want to do. That's fine. That's perfect. That's wonderful. I celebrate you. Congratulations. Glad that you want to do that. But when you're doing this because this is your income, this is your way to make money for your family and to take care of yourself, then you need customers that pay. And so how do you do that? How do you get those customers? And so these three simple marketing strategies that I'm going to give you right here on this show is going to help you to get more paying customers. That's right. So the first thing that you have to do if you want to get more paying customers, you have to understand who your customer is, okay? That's number one. You have to identify your customers and know them. You have to know them. You have to know about them. You have to know what they do, where they do it, okay? You have to know why they do what they do, right? if you want to, we're just keeping it simple, all right? Like I said, it's not always easy. It's not always easy to get to know your customer, all right? You have to know them. You have to know what they want, know what they like, know what they do, know where they do it, okay? Know when they do it, right? If you are going to get more customers, if you don't know them, you're not going to get them, all right? And then the second thing, that you can do, that's a marketing strategy. Do you know how many people who go into business, who create some products or service and actually try to sell it without even knowing who the customer is? You have to be able to do that. This is simple, basic marketing strategies. And these should be done, actually, before you decide to go into business. All right? And then the second simple marketing strategy, I'm talking about marketing strategies, simplify, right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Just imagine if you could have all the customers that you could stand. All right, more customers. What if you could have, more leads, right? What if you could have more publicity about your products? I'm sure that would be great, right? All right, so the second simple marketing strategy, outside of knowing who your customer is, you have to and you must take the time to find out where they are. That's right. Where are they? Okay, you know them. You know what they like. You know what they want. You know what they need. You know what they don't need. You got to get to know them so well that you even know what they're thinking. You got to know what's in their mind, what's in their head. All right? Because that's the only way you're going to really reach them. Because remember what we said. Remember the sales credo. That we understand, by which we understand our customers. People don't like to be sold. As a matter of fact, they hate to be sold. People hate to be sold to, but they love to buy. They love to buy. You got to keep that in the back of your head. Okay? So three simple. These are so simple. People stumble over them. I know people stumble over them because I stumbled over them for years, and I know you stumbled over them too, because if you didn't, you'd have all the customers that you want. You would not have that much effort in getting the customers, all right? And you would be out there showing other people how to do the same thing, by the way, driving them around in your fancy car and whatever. Inviting them to your fancy lunch. Yeah, I'm telling you, it really, really works. So you got to know them, and then you got to know where they are, all right? That's number two. Simple. These are simple, basic strategies that you have to absolutely know. And here is the third simple marketing strategy that you have to know if you are going to be successful with your products and your services, if you're going to be successful as an entrepreneur, if you've ever imagined yourself as a successful business owner making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, millions of dollars, if you're ever going to tap into the billions and billions and billions of dollars that are in the marketplace, the money is there. The people are there. And you need a simple strategy to get to it. That's right. The money's there, the people are there, and you need a simple strategy to get it. Now, here's the third simple marketing strategy that, we don't have time in this 30 minutes for me to give you everything. All right? So at the end of the webinar, at the end of this broadcast, I will tell you how you can get onto a webinar where you can find more, where you can go deeper. We're going to go deeper because we're going to have a whole hour Blog Talk Radio only limits free radio for 30 minutes. But that's all you need sometimes. 30 minutes is a lot. So number one, simple strategy, know who your customer is. Know what they want, know what they like, know what they think. Number two, you have to know where they are. Where are they? Where's your customer? Is your customer in Australia? Is your customer in India? Is your customer in North America? Is your customer in New York? Is your customer in California? For instance, I can't think of the name of the ski company, but they sell all this ski gear. Now, where do you think their customer is right now? Yeah, on the ski slopes. So why would they be walking along Waikiki Beach trying to sell ski gear? That's not their customer, at least not for ski gear. So they have to go to upstate New York or these places where Colorado, different places where people ski, the Poconos and that to some degree. Go where the in different places around the world. That's where they're going to advertise. That's where they're going to promote their business. You have to go to where people are. And then the third thing, once you know them, once you know where they are, now you have to have some compelling reason to make them look at you, look at your product, look at your service. You have to come up with some type of hook, some strategy, some way to make them say that they want to work with you. And so some of those things I'm going to also be talking about in the webinar today at 7 p.m. I'm going to be going over some of the things that I'm going to be getting deeper into this message. And this is the message that I talked about on Thursday, on Monday. I get those 2 days kind of mixed up sometimes because I was actually there both days. Thursday we did the job fair, but then Monday we talked to individuals who are entrepreneurs. And some of you who are on this line, you may have been there, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then many of those people have already signed up for this webinar, and now I'm giving you an opportunity to sign up tonight for this free webinar. And the title of the webinar is The 5 Simple Marketing Secrets That Can Double Your Customers in the Next 90 Days. In the next 90 days. So I'm going to be giving some more secrets, some more tips, some more tools along this marketing path so that you can have more customers, have more success, so that you can start enjoying your life, so that you can have more free time, so that you don't have to worry about where your next customer is coming from. So you don't have to worry about, is your business going to be a success or not? I want to take away that worry. Imagine not having to worry about that. Imagine. And I'm going to talk about how you can use social media effectively. How to use Facebook for your business. How to use Facebook. How to use Twitter. How do you use Twitter for your business? I'm going to be talking about some of that because I'll have a whole hour to talk about that in this webinar. I'm going to talk about how to, for that matter, how to even use LinkedIn. I'm going to talk about how to use LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube. I'm going to talk about how to use Instagram, Pinterest, all of those tools that was created for marketers. So marketers created that, and they created it for themselves. I've created a few marketing tools myself, and maybe you have. I mean, one of my best marketing programs that I have out there is my coaching program, Release Your Power. It's a very powerful marketing tool, very powerful marketing strategy to reach people with. Coaching is a beautiful tool. It's a beautiful marketing tool. I love it. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my most popular marketing tools. But I have others. I have others. And I'm willing to teach you how to develop these strategies to to get the customers that you want. It's not easy, but it's very simple. And if you follow the simple steps, if you follow what I'm going to share with you, if you tap in, you will be a marketing rock star. That's right. You'll be, I'm telling you, it's nothing worse. It's nothing absolutely worse. Imagine this is the worst thing. Imagine this. And tell me if you would agree with this or not. There's nothing worse than having a wonderful, well-invested product or service. That is awesome. But you can't sell it. It doesn't sell. Nobody's buying it. What good is it? Worse yet, nobody even knows about it. Or very, very, very few people do. But I'm talking about a way for thousands to know about your product and about your service. Okay? So this is why you want to come to the webinar, right? This is why you want to come and you want to tune in to the show, to the webinar tonight. And I want you to go. I'm going to give you the address for you to go to so that you can tune in. And you're going to go there. It's very simple. It's marketingsuccesssecrets.com. H is in Harry, the number 2, M is in Mary, money.com. That's marketingsuccesssecrets.h2money.com. And you can find this link on my Facebook page. You can find it on our group page, on our event page, on Facebook for the show. So marketingsuccesssecrets.h2money.com. And you'll be able to find a link for this on the website. Yeah, it's not there at this moment, but it will be. So there's several websites that you could look at. You can look at h2mmoney.com. That's a website. You'll be able to see it there. Yes, because we got another snow day, so I'll get an opportunity to populate all these websites with this great information. You know, websites. It's another. I'm just going to give you another free one before we get off the air. We got 3 minutes left. A website. People thought, oh, just get a website that, you know, put your pictures up, No. A website is a serious marketing tool. I mean, it's like the number one. It's the number one. The website. A website is your number one internet marketing tool. Now, how many people are on the internet? Well, there's about 7 billion people in the world. So potentially close to that many. Of course, we know there's a lot of little babies aren't on there, but there are a lot of people on the internet, okay? I'm going to gather those stats up so I can share those again, the information on how many people are on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, the big five, like they call it the big five, right? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, the big five. And then there's so many others. There's like the little thousand. There's a lot. So if you have any questions or comments, you have a few seconds left. You just dial 347-945-7991 or hit your number one key. Tell me what you think of the show. You have any questions, you have any comments. We do have the show page. Don't forget, please post your comments there. You can hashtag Coach Lalisa Show because other people want to know. People want to know what's going on, what are we talking about, what are we doing. But I do appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you dialing in so early in the morning, especially for this Northeasterners where it's like blizzard. We had a little mini blizzard. We didn't get as bad as they had promised, at least not in this area. Some areas, I'm sure, got worse than others. And then who knows if more will come. But for now, a lot of state offices, a lot of government offices, a lot of businesses are closed today. So pretty much it crippled us and we're shut down. A lot of roads are shut down. You can't go out. So hopefully you got your things that you need to be in the house for another, 24 hours or so, because they're not letting you on the roads. They got to keep the roads clear for emergency. They need to get to someone. Someone could be ill. Something could happen to someone, and they need the roads clear. So, well, we thank you. This is all I have for today. Don't forget, go to the webinar, sign up. If you want more, you want to know more about how to market your business, if you want to know my top 5 simple marketing secrets that can double your customers in the next 90 days, that's right, I'm going to share them. They absolutely will work for you, and they've worked for me, and I know they'll work for you. So until then, if there's no questions, if there's no comments, then that's all that I have to share. And we're going to close out with the balance of Alicia Keys, because this girl is on fire.